I want to start today a new series of shiurim, talking about some of the halachot to do with brachot, particularly bracha rishona, before eating food. And I want to reference a halacha which appears in Simon Reish Vav, which is that when a person's eating food, they have to hold it in their right hand. This shows chashivut, this shows importance, gives importance to the food. It's also true about if one's saying a bracha on a mitzvah as well. Whatever it is that one's saying the bracha over, one should say hold it in the right hand. The Mishnah Berurah in Kutsif Katan Yud Chet discusses the question of a left-handed person and says that a left-handed person should hold it in their left hand, which is the equivalent of the right hand for them, meaning their more important hand. Interestingly, he also brings from the Sefer Chassidim that when a person picks up a sefer or receives a sefer from somebody else, you should take it in your right hand, because, again, this shows chashivut to the fact that you're taking something which has a degree of kedusha to it. What if you didn't hold the item in your right hand? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Nun, Sif Gimel, says that, yeah, but the avad, it's not ma'akev, as long as the item was in front of you when you said the bracha. If the item wasn't in front of you when you said the bracha, then it would be a problem. Interesting exception to this halacha is as far as hamotzi is concerned. For hamotzi, we don't say that you simply that you hold the bread in your right hand, but in actual fact, the Shulchan Aruch in some Kuf Samach Zayin Seif Dalad says that you hold the bread in both hands, putting your 10 fingers on the bread. And why is it that you should put your 10 fingers on the bread? The Shulchan Aruch says, corresponding to 10 mitzvot, which are associated with producing bread, starting from the charisha, the ploughing, lo tacharosh b'shor v'chamo yachdav, that you shouldn't plough with an ox and a donkey together, going through the mitzvot of leket shicham peah, and the various tithes that have to be given, etc., etc. And the Shulchan Aruch says, that's one of the reasons why the bracha of Hamotzi has 10 words in it, and also points out that there are a number of psukim in Tanakh associated with food, which also have 10 words in them. We said that the Mishnah Berurah holds that a left-handed person should hold the food in their left hand. It's interesting to note, though, that the Kaf HaChayim in Sif Katan Lamed says that according to Kabbalistic practice, it should always be held in the right hand, even if it's by a left-handed person. What happens if you drop the food before you eat it and it gets on the floor, it gets dirty, you can't eat it any longer? What do you do in that case? So there the halakha is that if you've got more of that same food in front of you and you intended eating it, so then you don't need to say another bracha. So if you were having, say, some peanuts and you picked up a handful of peanuts and then you were about to say the bracha and you were about to eat them and, I don't know, you sneezed and they fell out of your hand, so then you would, you've got more peanuts on the table, you obviously intended eating more than just 5 peanuts, so then you take more peanuts and eat them. If, however, it was, say, a chocolate bar, and you're only going to have one chocolate bar, you weren't going to have more than one, and you dropped it, and you can't pick it up and eat it now, so in that case, you would need to say another bracha. Likewise, even if you'd intended having more, you'd had one piece of cake and you were going to, or you had said bracha on one piece of cake, you were going to have a second piece of cake, but it was in the kitchen and you're in the living room, and then you drop the first piece of cake before eating it, you're going to need to say another bracha on the second piece of cake because it wasn't in front of you when you said that first bracha. So there was nothing for that first bracha to be chal on. Adkan.